This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni.
I call myself a pop culture poet. That's a name that I seem to have come up with just for myself. But I like to do like Andy Warhol or whatever. I like to take various figures from like history and things like that and write this kind of a pop culture type poetry. It isn't like Robert Frost. It isn't like rap. It's like somewhere like a combination of it's like pop culture poetry. People can shake their head and stamp their feet to it as opposed to being bored. So I always try to make it fun and people seem to like it. Yeah.
That's Sean Mitchell, the pop culture poet, as he calls himself. He's also a playwright. We heard from him a few months ago about a play he wrote and directed centered on 6th century Empress Theodora. Sean's interest in history drives much of his work, including a poem he wrote about abolitionist John Brown.
It was this abolitionist named John Brown who was, you know, totally against slavery. He was a white guy, and he got like 6 of his sons and some blacks to help him fight. They were like waging a war against the federal government, you know, to end slavery. So every time they would see some of these feds around, they would kill them because the feds had killed some of his men first or some of his sons. So they had this big siege, and of course he lost. He went to court. I think that they hung him, but you know, black people loved him everywhere, you know, because he fought against slavery. You had a lot of white people that were totally against it, that were willing to put their lives on the line to end slavery. Now, you don't hear that much about them. And a lot of them did put their lives. They go, we're not going to live in a country where this practice continues. And he was one of those people. So of course, that inspires me. And I would hope most Americans. So, yeah. It's called Harper's Ferry, October 16, 1859. Let's go down to Harper's Ferry to stand our ground for old John Brown. To remember that cool October day that will start a war in your own hometown. So let's go down to count the bodies of old brave souls still lying there. We'll say a prayer that God may hear how the dead boys are still dying there. So let's go down to Harper's Ferry where Virginia's sons lie in the mud. We'll set sail on a moonlit passage, cross through time on a sea of blood. And when we arrive, we will remember that fatal day when time stood still, when Dixie raged with Southern madness for long-lost boys whose blood she spilled. So let's go down to Harper's Ferry to praise the name of old John Brown. I'm sure we'll feel he's right there with us as we stand on sacred ground. And when we leave from Harper's Ferry, we'll sing a song for old John Brown to remember how that he died for us. Praise the Lord, he's still around. So let's go down to Harper's Ferry to walk around with old John Brown. We'll say a prayer for Mother Mary. Plant a tree on holy ground.
That was Sean Mitchell, a playwright, a poet, and an actor. Find more about his work at whqr.org.